Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ruben, who I have the pleasure of speaking with today.
Farad, Kiman. Hey, Ruben.
Hey, Farad. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear. Let me just pull up your account here. What can we do for you, by the way?
I'm trying to figure out. I don't see the chairs on there that we sent. And then you say 48 hours, and it's been past that. That day for yesterday. 3 days ago.
Okay, let me go ahead and take a look, okay?
Hey, Irvin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm starting to think y'all leads fake.
Leads are fake?
Yes.
I see. Well, why would you say that? They haven't been answering, or what happened?
I've been with companies like this, and I've been with Local Splash like long, long time ago. Local Splash, you know, if AI wasn't, AI didn't exist then, you know, it was on its way to Earth. But, you know, when I get your lead, I reply to them back as soon as they reply, you know, send me a message. You know, nobody ever returned my calls or sent me a message back, you know, let me know anything. So, you know, I'm starting to think that they fake. A lot of them fake with these leads before just to keep the person interested and roused up. Like, you know, things working. You know, so, you know, I was with, Yelp. Yelp did the same thing. You know, every time it's time to pay, they want to start sending you a bunch of bogus people that's not real.
Okay, okay. Well, let me go ahead and take a look here, all right? Let's see. Yeah, because basically the leads, they are set up to get in touch directly with you, right? Unlike Yelp, for example, that are sent out to different companies, right, different businesses, this is supposed to go directly to you, right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Yeah, they come in directly to me, but that don't still mean they ain't fake. You know, you got 12 people call you, get in touch with you, and I hit them right back, you know, because I keep my hand on deck. Nobody reached out back to me. You know, nobody. And I'm trying to figure out, and I'll be following up, and these been days, and I'm trying to figure out, like, how 12 people get in touch with you, but nobody, you know, reach back out to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get it. I mean, for example, if we look at it this way, right? For example,
I don't know.
A small McFlurry.
I'm sorry?
A small McFlurry.
I don't know what that is.
You said you don't know that it's a chocolate?
You said a McFlurry. I don't know. Sweet, just one day.
Oh, yeah, damn. Oh, go ahead. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like I said, what I was referring to is that, for example, on Facebook, right? These are people that are just scrolling through the app, scrolling through, you know, pictures, and then they see that they get quote option, right? Or they go to the website and then they...
Yeah.
Vanilla ice cream with chocolate.
Chocolate. But you gotta think about this.
Medium.
I got a better... That's it. I'm with the Better Business Bureau. So we're gonna give them more bang for their buck. That's why we with the Better Business Bureau. And the Better Business Bureau, a person will choose that over anybody. Basically, I don't care how many reviews you have. It don't really matter. You know, we with the Better. I've been with the Better Business Bureau for going on 20 years, and I'm 5-star. And I was on the phone. My bad. I appreciate you.
So I really don't know what that was.
I appreciate it. My bad. You said, tell me, Frosty. My bad. Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say. So you know, now let's keep it real. If that was you looking for somebody, would you want to go with somebody with the BBB?
100%. 100%.
Exactly.
I see, for example.
So, I appreciate your apology out there. So, you know, it's like, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, okay, the reviews don't even matter. If you can call somebody to back you up like the BBB, you're going to go with them. Trustworthy, no matter. Now, I'm not going to lie, when I was with Yelp, right, before Yelp got a thing, I'm telling you, I didn't even have no website. I didn't have nothing. I made $2,000 within the first week. I mean, the first 2 weeks. And I ain't have nothing, no reviews or nothing. The Better Business Bureau got the, and then I got repeat customers that still call me from Yelp. But see, I found out Yelp is bogus. They want to hurry up and max the money out that you paying every month. So they'll make sure if they send you enough customers to max that money out. See, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we hear that from Yelp, you know, from old Yelp customers all the time, right? Like you said, that's why we know they forward the leads to multiple clients at the same time, right? You know, for example, the reviews, only thing that they really help us with, let's say, is helping the algorithm recognize the business, right? And proactively show the business on Google. On Facebook, you know, since we have a budget where we're actively promoting your business, I noticed that we don't have the Better Business Bureau link there. So it's certainly a good idea to add it to, include
it
on that.
Mm-hmm. Can you put it there?
Absolutely.
And can you put the Better Business Bureau on the front of the website where the logo at?
At the very top? Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
We could do that too, because currently we have it, but we have it above expert services on the website. So maybe we put it a little above that. That would be better. Like I said, on the ad, where we're gonna add the Better Business Bureau link right there, so you know people can go there and I'm sure that's gonna help us get a little at least a little more responsiveness from the potential clients. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm getting my little lead. I'm getting my reviews on there, but it you know, sometimes it takes time. I don't, you know, I gotta get work, and there's people that I know I wanna do. I don't want no fake reviews. I want the real reviews. I want no people to put stuff on there and knowing that I didn't do nothing for them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like a lot of these companies do. You feel what I'm saying? What I do, I wanna put that I really did work for them, and they go on. Tell me, like the ones that I got on there now.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So they gonna let people know that they really do a good job. You feel what I'm saying? So and I stand by my work and what I do. So you know I just want to put that Better Business Bureau thing, like you said, wasn't on Facebook. Put it on Facebook. I think it should be on everything. Where the only places that y'all what y'all rubber, y'all, you know, so what we supporting? What y'all got us on?
Well, listen,
you know, the listings.
Yeah, so basically we're working on Facebook, Google. We work with Bing as well, which is the Microsoft search engine. We work with Apple Maps as well, but for Apple Maps, we need to show the address. I see we're hiding the address currently. So that's
right.
Why we're not working on Apple Maps. And then we optimize Yelp as well. But that's basically just give the profile, just give it maintenance. Right? If you send us pictures, we upload them to Yelp. That's most of what we do there. Right? But those are the top websites. Facebook,
right.
Yelp, Google, Bing, and Apple Maps.
All right, so can we like put... What's the address that you have for the Apple Map?
Yeah, so the address for the business, I see 6219 Frederick Avenue in Catonsville, Maryland.
No. That's not that's the address that y'all have, right?
Yeah, we're not showing it, right? But that's where we're registered. Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way, that's the only place that y'all can show is on Apple Map, right?
We that's the only place we can't do it right now on Apple Map.
Alright, so if we show the business address, you can put it on there.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. We basically
alright, put the 49 North FR Avenue on there.
I'm sorry, 49 North
Athol Avenue.
Okay, may I have the zip, please? The zip code?
21229.
21229. That's it. That's good. Okay. 49 Athol Avenue. Here it is.
49 North Athol Avenue.
North Athol Avenue. Yes. My mistake. Okay. So we can go ahead and set it up. Now, for example, if we want to show the address on Google, they usually ask for a sign, for signage, right? For the business sign or logo there. If you don't have one, we can create one for you and mail it to you at no cost. It looks permanent.
Don't I already got a logo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. But basically what I'm referring to is when you show the address, you're basically telling your customer that they can go over, right? They can go over to the office. It gives them the direction option. Now, if we do that, in order for us to show it, Google nowadays is asking for us to have permanent signage on the building, right? So your logo on the building, right, as a sign, let's say.
Oh, I don't want nobody coming to my office. I don't want nobody doing that.
And people usually don't, right? I mean, your type of business is you going to them, right?
Right.
Google requirements as a whole, that's what they do, right? So what we do in order to bypass that requirement is basically create a signage, let's say, that you need and mail it to you through FedEx. So once you receive it, you just put it on front of your house, right? And then from that point, we can actually do the verification and there wouldn't be any issues on their end.
That's some extra stuff right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best workaround that we have. Because we know it helps to show the address, but they do have these requirements nowadays. So that's how we're working on it. Mm-hmm.
You want to get in?
Yeah.
All right, you're good.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah, well, just go ahead and just don't worry about that right there. And just put it on everything else.
Okay. Yeah, certainly. I certainly will. Like I said, I'll put it at the top of the website as well. And I'll send you a notification through text so you can check it out. Okay?
All right. So, thank you. So, how about the tiers? Do we need the pricing? That's the pricing.
Let's see what happened with that request. We asked for this. We asked about this. Give me a second.
Well, my wife says she don't see it on it.
On the website, right? Yeah, because we spoke about this Tuesday?
Well, I think it was... Yes,
Tuesday.
Exactly.
Tuesday, right. So it should be done by now. Okay. I'm going to talk to my web developer, see what the status on this is.
Yeah, because that's holding us up too, because, you know, people want to see prices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I can go ahead, talk to our web developers, make them expedite this, right, so we don't, it's not over today, right, so by the end of the day, we should have this up and ready as well. I will, like we said, just talk to my web developer and just set it up as urgent so they start working on it. Well, they finish it, as soon as possible. More
that's
money.
See, that's the thing. Is whole, hey, look, would you say your name is a brother?
My name? Ben.
Yeah, see, this is stuff that's holding us up. Like, it's been a whole month of us getting requests to do things, and they not putting, and it's not getting done. See, this is the problem that's holding us up. That's why I had to talk to the manager or the somebody that was, you know, the head person that was there, because it's holding us up, and it's like, we ain't benefiting off of it because of these people, of this type of stuff right here. We're getting delayed too much.
I'm terribly sorry about the hassles, Farad. But this one, I will go ahead and let management know about the delay, right? So hopefully we can go ahead and help you compensate. I mean, I understand the setup is taking a little longer than we'd like. I see where we're almost done with that though, right? So I'm gonna.
We're almost done. That's why I'm trying to hurry up and just get it. You know what I mean? If I can get something started.
Yeah. No. I get it. Absolutely. And again, I will go ahead and check with management, check with our web developers, see exactly where we're at. But like we said, I don't anticipate taking longer than today. So I will be getting back in touch with you, Farad, as soon as I get an answer from our web developers, okay?
All right. So you said you're not going to put it on Apple Mac, right? But you're going to put it on everything else?
Yes, sir. We're going to put the Better Business Bureau link everywhere.
Right, and you're going to put it up top of the website, okay.
Uh-huh, correct. All right,
thank you.
Thank you for the time and the patience. Right. I'll talk to you soon, okay? You have a good one.
All right, thank you. You too. Enjoy your week.
Bye-bye. Likewise, bye-bye.